Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Wake up!
You need to wake yourself up.
Wake yourself up!
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
So, what are we doing today?
We are going to have so much fun.
Oh, fun is so fun.
That's what this show is all about.
Great.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Showtime.
All right, take 49. How's the weather going to be today, Jess?
Partly sunny today. Chance of a shower later on. Highs in the mid-80s.
All right, we are going to be out and about coming up this Sunday, noon to 2, the Modern Familia 3rd Annual Rally at Revelation Car, Truck, and Bike Show. Make sure to come on through. Jess, you're going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all the details.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. So, tops cut off. KP and Cash are going to be out there with me as well. We're going to kick everything off out there, noon until 2. It's their 3rd annual rally at Revelation Car, Truck, and Bike Show. They'll be out there noon until 5. And all makes and models and gears are welcome. They will have a live DJ and food trucks and vendors, trophies, the raffles, the 50-50, the bounce houses, and lots of kids' activities. Also, the Georgetown Fire Department ladder truck and Georgetown EMS ambulance will be there on display. And like I said, myself and Tops Cut Off, KP and Cash, will be out there noon until 2.
Yes. So make sure you come on through. It's going to be a great day. It is 6:50. We got sports up next. Let's do this.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess. I don't know if you have the story or not on Simon Cowell on Jennifer Hudson's show.
I don't have it this go around, but I did see pictures and
okay,
video.
Okay, well, I have a video here. Simon Cowell apparently was on the Jennifer Hudson show.
Oh my God.
This is trending, you know, before on the Jennifer Hudson show, before you go out, like on the stage, you walk down, you know, like the hallway or whatever, and they have the staff and they're dancing and clapping and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's basically like you're coming out of the tunnel. And I don't know, they call it something. It's like a thing. It's what all the guests do. And,
yes.
And they dance and they clap and whatever. Well, Simon Cowell was walking down the tunnel and the employees are having a good time clapping and whatever. Well, Simon Cowell starts clapping and everybody's like, why does he look like that?
Is this the first time he's ever clapped?
Now, I
that's what I read.
Now, I understand he's been through some stuff with his accident and, you know, whatever. I know he's had a lot of plastic surgery.
Right.
Then he got it reversed when his son said he was unrecognizable. But he was just clapping kind of weird. Okay.
I saw the video.
Now, here goes the audio. This, you can't see the video because you're listening on the radio, but it was just this weird clap. Why are his hands like that?
It's like he does clap, but then he was like going down. Is it just because like he's resetting to...
Resetting, she
says. Yeah, look, he's like this. And then he's like...
It's like...
Yeah, it's like a...
I've never seen anybody clap like that.
It looks like he's trying to go with the rhythm.
Simon and Jada show in the tunnel. He's walking.
First off, why does he look like that? Like,
he was like,
I don't know if it's his,
he was doing a reset every class.
It's all that. Well, Jess calls it a reset. I don't know what to call it. The hands.
It looked like he was like, to me,
I don't
like
know what the hands are.
And like trying to keep up with like the rhythm of it. He was like trying to go with the flow.
Is that what it looks like?
To me.
All right. Yeah, I'm not real sure. Like,
in the tunnel, he's walking down. JGT right now. You can't take us. You gotta show him love.
Oh my God.
And like him, like laughing like that. Like, who is that? Who? What is that face? Like, what? What's going on here? Where are we at?
He was having fun.
Where are we at?
He enjoyed every second.
Well, that's good, but why does he look like that? I'm just saying. Man, very, very, very weird. So people are
I know.
Talking about it. It's trending. Simon Cowell at the Jennifer Hudson Show.
Yep.
Walking down this the tunnel and this weird thing going on. I don't know. So, Jess, what do you have today?
Oh, gosh. All right. So there's a few things trending. Kenan Thompson's production company, they're going to create a film about Macho Man Randy Savage. This has started trending online, and if you are a wrestling fan, you're loving this. The project is going to be titled Macho. It stems from a script by his late brother, and he became one of wrestling's most influential figures from the 1970s through the early 2000s. He was a six-time world heavyweight champion across WWE and WCW, so get ready for it. He did pass away May 2011 at the age of 58, but that's trending. Also, Gordon Ramsay, did you see this? His home was a target of a second swatting attack this year. The police rushed to his home to Chef Gordon Ramsay's Bel-Air mansion on Monday evening after a false emergency call claimed that he shot his brother and nephew with a revolver. The caller, who also claimed to be using heroin and refusing to leave the residence, described the victim as a famous cook. According to TMZ, officers arrived around 8 p.m. but found no evidence of violence or a shooting. Ramsay was reportedly out of the country. Authorities classified this as a second swatting incident at Ramsay's home this year. Swatting involves fake emergency reports designed to trigger large police responses, often including SWAT teams. And Justin Lee Fisher, a former police officer turned private investigator, was arrested on September the 15th at Travis Kelce's Kansas home while attempting to serve Taylor Swift deposition papers. So Fisher was charged with jumping the fence onto a private property around 2 a.m. and is scheduled to appear in court on October the 15th. I wasn't hurt or anything besides being arrested for doing my job and possibly losing my private eye license, Fisher said. The incident stems from a federal lawsuit against Blake Lively, where he claims that Taylor Swift agreed to be, you know, involved in this back in October. Swift's legal team disputed the claim in a September 12th filing, stating my client did not agree to a deposition. But this man was arrested at 2 a.m. for jumping the fence. Like, are you... like loony, are you nuts for doing this? Like, what goes through your mind?
I mean, what else you got to do at 2
a.m.? No,
nothing good happens past midnight.
Jeez. And then Disney is going to raise their subscription fees for Disney Plus and Hulu and also ESPN Select in the U.S. starting on October the 21st.
Already?
Yep.
They just started the ESPN app and Disney, now they're raising the prices already?
Well, Disney Plus ads with the ads will increase from $9.99 to $11.99 per month. The ad-free Disney Plus premium plan is going to go up from $15.99 to $18.99. And Hulu with ads will also climb from $9.99 and go to $11.99. And then Hulu's ad-free option will be $18.99. Now, the company raised prices in the last 3 years. So,
well,
a lot of people, you know, that's what we do. We have all these streaming services.
As long as we got YouTube TV with the ticket.
You're good now, right?
Yeah, as long as we got YouTube TV with the NFL ticket, we're good to go. Okay? 657 Sports. Jess, what you got?
Yeah, so in Major League Baseball, the Orioles beat the Rays 6-0. The Pirates beat the Reds 4-2. The Guardians beat the Tigers 5-2. The Marlins beat the Phillies 6-5. The Yankees beat the White Sox 3-2. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-1. The Braves beat the Nationals 3-2. The Mets, they beat the Cubs 9-7. The Twins beat the Rangers 4-1. The Royals, they beat the Angels 8-4. The Mariners beat the Rockies 4-3. The Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 5-4. The Padres beat the Brewers 7-0. The Cardinals beat the Giants 9-8. And the Athletics beat the Astros 5-1.
Okay. It's 6:57. Coming up after 7 o'clock, new segment, What If Wednesday?
What If Wednesday?
All right. We ask a question, what if?
Yeah.
And we'll go around the room. We'll open up the phone line, the text lines, and all that. What if this never happened? What if this never happened? What if this did happen? What if this? What if? What if Wednesday?
What if?